Well, we didn't take a point off Wigan last season. We got beat at home and deservedly got beat at home last season. Last season, the away game here, we felt a little bit hard done by. Jack McGorm were wiped out by the keeper. And Leon Best, I remember, missed the penalty and the keeper stayed on. And we ended up losing the game to a penalty. So to come here and get sort of back-to-back wins from Wigan, because it's not long ago since we've played them. And it's the manner in which we got the win. I think it was credit to the lads, but typical Sheffield Wednesday, we go 1-0 up, they go down to 10 men, and suddenly we can't pick out the right pass to kill the game off, and I think they've hit the woodwork late on in the game, but credit to the boys for a great win and a 1-0 win.
Aside from that incident with the free kick at the post, they didn't cause you too many issues, did you? You kept them at bay for the most part.
Everything was self-inflicted in the first half. I think we gave the ball away cheaply. They were probably first to the ball in the first 15, 20 minutes. Our one-touch player was poor at times and just allowed them to gain a bit of confidence into the game. But I don't think they really threatened the goal, and I thought we defended very, very well. We knew they were going to play a three at the back, so we decided to play like a 4-3-3 with Maguire just dropping on the boy Watson. And I thought Artie would, to be fair, deserved his goal because he was up there sometimes on his own. His ball retention was good. But one thing we do know is Atty does occupy maybe two or three of the opposition players, and then it creates space and others for others. And I thought we got down the sides three or four times, Liam Palmer and Jeremy Lann, and we should maybe have done a bit better. But I've been saying that in the past as well.
I'm guessing you had a good view of the sending off. What was your view of it all?
Yeah, it was a nasty one. It was the boys airborne. The pleasing thing is that Claude has got up and been able to carry on.
The good thing from your perspective, I suppose, is when a team is down to 10 men, they can often sit deep and frustrate an opponent, but you took the game to them, didn't you?
Well, I just knew if we kept the width, one thing you've got to do is you've got to take care of the ball, and we had three or four opportunities to break and kill the game off, but just again, it was our way to pass or our decision making. But then, as soon as we lost the ball, that was the pleasing thing. As soon as we lost the ball, it was the effort and the commitment and desire, willing to get back and fill in for people and willing to win the ball back as well.
Atty knew he was first goal since September the 30th. He was due one, wasn't he?
He certainly was. I thought he should have scored in the first half. Great run by Jack McGolmer, and then you just think maybe it's going to be one of them days again in front of goal. But it just showed his physical strength in the box. I just keep saying to him, you've got to get between the posts, Atty, because that's... That's where centre forwards get goals, and he's got a great header. I think he's just outstrengthened the lad, and probably wanted a bit more on the lad, and he's got good contact in it.
What was the thinking today to give him that opportunity to move Chris Maguire into sort of a more number 10 role tonight?
Well, as I watched Wigan beat Leeds, and Malky's sort of just juggling around with his squad of players at the moment, and he went three at the back. He had a good win, a 2-0 win, so I didn't think he was going to change it much. I think there was only one change, but nothing changed in the shape. And I just felt today it was a case of Atty just being on the focal point on their deep line, one of the three, and we go and build from there. There was not much space to run in behind. It was a case of Atty being a focal point, getting hold of the ball, and allowing Maguire to come in, Elan to come in off the wing, and same with Magoma. I thought Magoma was excellent as well when he's put the performance he's put in today as well.
Magoma, Elan, players who in the past, you know, they've got all the flair, haven't they? But they've had to show the work rate as well. They've certainly showed that.
Well, two sides of the game. The first 20 minutes was probably self-inflicted because we give the ball away far too cheaply. So suddenly we're having to defend a little bit too much. But then we're on the front foot, and it's a wonderful sight to see Jeremy breaking down the wing and Jack McGolmer, and suddenly you see the fullbacks, Liam Palmer, even Claude, bombing on down the wing. But it wouldn't be Sheffield Wednesday if we don't take the pressure off us and get the second goal. So we're always hanging on at the end. We just need to have a little bit more composure, a bit more belief, self-belief. And then just a little bit more quality in that final third.
How's Joe Matic?
He's got physios tell me a grade one groin problem, so again, it's probably too early to assess at the moment.
Frustrating for him, though, given that he's just come back from injury, hasn't he?
Well, it is. It was a strange pitch. It was nice to see a pitch with a lot of grass on it, but it was a very slippery. A lot of lads were slipping on the pitch. I was asking him whether they were correct footwear, but even the same with the Wigan boys. It was very greasy. But I was pleased with the way Claude adapted to the role. He's put a fantastic cross in. And again, that's what I'm saying to you, when we're putting that ball in the box, in the right areas, we're going to make sure we've got enough bods to get go and attack it. On that incident, we didn't. But the pleasing thing is, when the cross did come in, Atty was in the right place.
How's Glenn Leuven's feeling? Obviously, he's had this hamstring issue. He seems to be stretching a little bit towards the end of the game, labouring a bit as the sort of the closing stages there. Is he OK then?
Yeah, he's at the end of the day, Glenn's a top professional. He reads the game. He knows where to. He knows him and Tom Lees again. Where I thought were outstanding. They read the games. The positional play is excellent, and he just cramped up in the end. So it was one eye on thinking, well, hang on a minute. I've just got to regard him using my last substitute. But again, Lewis McGugan's been poorly as well. So I think he just sort of was running on empty in the end.
Is that Lewis McGugan's final game in this current loan, and how keen are you to keep him at this club?
Yeah, we're desperate. We want to keep good players, as he's shown today, even on a difficult pitch. He's got some qualities, the boy. The boy's range of passing, short and long, but he also can break from midfield. I would imagine he'll be a little bit disappointed because he hasn't been on the score sheet yet for us, but we're desperate to want to extend his loan with... But the most important thing, like I say, it's down to Watford.
Have you been given any indication at all, because there's been suggestions that they would be willing to let him move permanently, have you been given any indication from Watford on how likely it is that he's going to be able to stay here?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be down to Lewis. I think Lewis is enjoying his football. He's getting plenty of minutes. He's now matched. He's up to full steam, as in match fitness as well. But the problem you do have is obviously one that once that window opens, he's in the shop window, and whether somebody puts a bid into Watford, which is acceptable. But the boy's enjoying his football and he wants to stay here.
Do you think that he's fairly local, Nottingham-based? Do you think that will have any impact there? Could that sort of be an issue that sort of works in your favour?
Yeah, of course. It's only like 30 minutes up the road from him. I think he's straight onto Junction 26 on the M1, and he's about 30 minutes from Sheffield. But the most important thing, he's enjoying his football, and you can see there that he's got better every game. He's got better. He's having more influence on the game. And the unfortunate thing is his last couple of games, he was poorly. But credit to the boy, he's run himself into the ground today as well.
Just to finish, no Royston Drenthe tonight. What exactly is the situation there?
Royston wasn't involved for just personal reasons, that's all.
There's a bit of suggestion that he may well be leaving to go and play in the Far East. Is his time at Sheffield Wednesday over?
No, like I say, all I can say is that Royston wasn't involved for personal reasons.